All right, good afternoon. Welcome back to our next session in the Man Magnetics coaching module. We are on the module number 2 today. So what we're doing is we're working in the past still. We've got 2 sessions working from the past. We have 2 that are working from the present, where you are right now, and that's where we're going to move next. And then we're going to start to move to the future, and we're going to start to build a plan for how do you attract and call them in. So, but for today, we still want to go back to the past because here's where a lot of you are getting stuck. And honestly, this is one of those areas where I talk to people all the time about maybe doing some coaching, and they sort of like, well, I don't think I want to do it, or I can't afford it, or I don't want to do it. And listen, I tell you the honest truth, sometimes there are women, and I'm thinking of one in particular right now, and this dear woman can't afford not to do it. And that's because she is so double, triple, and quadruple bound up in some of her beliefs and ideas and strategies that, man, she is stuck. And stuck hard, but doesn't think she's, you know, going to do it right now. And that's too bad, because I'm just afraid for what's going to happen for her, because what she's doing is not working. And, you know, it's been said many, many times that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So I know that, you know, because you are here, that's not you. You would never do that. So I am really delighted that you're here. Without any further ado, let's get started. Today's topic is called What Beliefs and Habits Have Sabotaged You in the Past. So we're going to go over a couple of things, and we're going to talk about how these things have shown up for you in the past, and maybe whether you've got some stories or some beliefs or some experiences that happened to you. And listen, I don't want to make light of anything. I mean, I've had some unbelievable stories come up, stories of violence, stories of betrayal, stories of hurt, and every one of them is absolutely real and understandable. But they also can be debilitating when it comes to getting what it is that you actually want. If we don't let go of those stories or reframe them or come from a better place of more empowerment. Because really what we're talking about here is how do you come to be a woman of value, a woman who is empowered, who knows who she is, and loves that feminine power, and knows how to use it to serve her and others. And so that's really part of the process that we're going to look at in this particular session today. Now, I've got a couple of examples of stories that I've heard in the past, and I'm just going to go through them, and we'll talk about it. Maybe some of them apply to you. Maybe you know people who they've applied to, or maybe it was you at one time. Maybe you have a totally different story. Obviously, I can't cover every story, but I'm just going to give you some examples of how an old story or an old belief can come back to haunt us again and again and again until we do some work on that story and switch it around. Because this is literally, I think you'll start to see, it's enough to sabotage you and bring out the absolute worst in you, or at least enough of the worst of you that it's not going to be able to put you in a place where you can get what you want. So a couple of the stories that I've heard in the past, and maybe you've heard these types of women, this story who they say things like, you know, men are pigs, or they only hurt you, or things like that. Now, you know, listen, I am not going to make light of anyone's situation. I know that men have done horrific things in the past to some of us, or no, not me, obviously, but some of my clients have experienced horrific images, and I'm talking about, or scenarios, I should say. We're talking about rapes, we're talking about cheating on, and we're talking about, you know, and even just men who say they're going to call and don't call. I mean, there's a whole wide gamut of experience. But when we take that experience and then we attach a label to it, or we take something like that and then we come up with the label like men are pigs, or they're not to be trusted, or they hurt you, something like that, can you see how that's going to potentially be a huge roadblock in terms of getting to know the next man in? Because, by the way, he's a man also. So even though it's a different guy, a different situation, if you have a sticky belief, and I call it sticky because there's a lot of emotion attached to it, and that's why, just a little side, aside, is that anytime you take an emotional experience and you marry it to an experience or a happenstance, it creates something that's really sticky and memorable. And for instance, the example I give is that pretty much everyone remembers where they were when they first heard about, you know, 9/11 or something like that. And the reason is because you've taken an experience and a profound emotion and you married the two together, and that causes it to be sticky. You know, we can study a textbook all day long and you won't remember it the next day or an hour later or after the test. But when I ask people where they were when they first heard about 9/11, pretty much everybody remembers where they were, what they were listening to, who was near them, where they were standing, what someone said. I mean, it's all just becomes sticky. It's like glue. It's going to be incredibly memorable. So by that same token, you know, if you've had an extreme and outrageous example where you've been treated really badly by a person who happened to be male, and especially when there was some level of intimacy involved, you know, it creates a stickiness that just gets married to that situation, if you will, and it's hard to let it go and allow something new in. So especially if that describes you or you know, a situation you've been through, first of all, I want to start by saying I'm really sorry that that happened to you. And I understand that those things do sometimes happen. And I also understand and I know full well that there are men out there who would lay down their lives to protect you from ever being harmed again. And a man who will really care about you as well if you allow him to take care of you, to protect and provide for you. So what I'm hoping that you will be able to do is, in understanding this and how that stickiness gets applied when we start to marry a really a story to something, a bad scenario that happened, we create this sticky residue that's really hard to let go. And so we're going to go through a process today, and hopefully it's going to help you let go. And one of my fundamental beliefs is, you know, there, and this is sort of a quantum physics type thing, which says that, you know what, there really is no good or bad. Nothing is good, nothing is bad, it just is. And for every terrible thing that happened to you, something good has probably come from it, or it's probably changed the trajectory of your life in a huge and fundamental way where you're different than you would ever have been had that not happened. And, you know, by the same token, things that we think are so great, like you met this person and it was amazing, you fell in love and you thought you were going to live happily ever after, and it didn't. Well, and for, you know, huge reasons that you come to understand later through the passage of time. When you change the time and you change the perspective, everything can change. What seems like a curse may be the world's greatest blessing. What seemed like a huge blessing could turn into what becomes a curse later down the line when you change time or perspective. Time or perspective changes everything, and we're going to play with that today in order to free you if there's something that's holding you back, because this is a huge issue and it needs to be addressed. Believe me when I tell you, it happens over and over and over again when I work with a client, and something that they think has no bearing whatsoever on who they are today and how they show up in relationship, once we start to pull it apart and dissect things a little bit, you would be shocked at how often we find that old familiar thing that's lurking around in the past. So again, you know, if you have a belief like, you know, men are pigs, or they hurt you, or they're no good, or they're not to be trusted, that's going to be a huge problem going forward in a new relationship with a new man who hasn't harmed you or hasn't done anything to hurt you. And it's going to show you it's going to cause you to show up differently. It's going to cause you to trust less. It's going to cause you to put up walls, and it's going to cause you not to be yourself and not to be open. So, and the thing is, if a man can't serve you, if he can't connect with you, if he can't see your greatness and give you his gifts, what does he need you for? He's looking for a woman who allows him to feel like a hero. And if, because something that happened in the past with you makes it impossible for you to allow a man to be your hero, we have a problem. And it's something we're going to have to do some work on. So that's one example, this whole men are pigs belief or thought or concept. You know, another thing that I want to talk to you about is this whole concept of all the good ones are taken. They're either taken, or they're married, or they're gay, or that kind of thing. And you hear it all the time, and it's quite a funny joke, and it's used as a, you know, a lot of female comedians use that as a sort of a something that shows up again and again in stand-up routines, because there is some, you know, level of truth of it, or some level of familiarity, shall we say, where we all know someone who that's affected, or some scenario where that's happened. But the truth is, when you start to make those kinds of statements, you know, you set yourself up into a place of scarcity rather than abundance. And if I can give you one gift here, is to let go of this idea of scarcity. Like, there's not enough men out there, or they're not any good ones, or they're all taken, or, you know, maybe they're not interested in women. It doesn't even matter. It's whether it's a joke or whether there's some seriousness to it. The fact is, this is a world of abundance, and there are good things out there. And as you focus on abundance, it's, you know, it's incredibly empowering when you understand the thought of abundance, and what you focus on, you get more of. Where energy goes, where focus goes, energy flows. I messed that up the other day, actually. Where focus goes, energy flows. If you focus on all the amazing men that are out there, and if you focus on, you're going to go out on a date tonight, and I've given people the assignment before of, you know what, I just want you to go into this date, and all I want you to do is come up with three things that you love, admire, or respect about that guy. And even if there is no chemistry whatsoever, nothing about him that is remotely appealing to you for the long term, you're free to go after you find three things that you absolutely love about that person. You know, go in and give it that much. Give yourself that gift to go and... that is really the most beautiful gift that you could put out into the world, is to see the greatness in other people even when they themselves don't see it. It's the secret of my success as a coach, and it will be the secret of your success as someone who is very popular as a dating partner, and also possibly a life partner. When you can bring out the greatness in other people, if you can sort of pull it out, ask great open-ended questions, look for what do you admire, what do you respect, what do you appreciate, you know, what's great about that person, you're going to just get more of it. So that's the whole idea of abundance, or, you know, it's that law of attraction. What you focus on, you get. So if you put out, like, what do I love about this person? What do I respect? What do I admire? What do I appreciate? And you just put that out there, you're going to find more and more of those things. It's that old adage, is you find what you're looking for. And when you put it out there, it will reveal itself if you look for it. So, you know, if you're going out onto these dates with these beliefs of, you know, all the good ones are taken, there's something wrong with this one, what's, you know, why is he still single? And that's another one. I hear about people who show up on dates like, what's wrong with you? Why are you still single? You know, it's said in jest, but, you know, I've had women that I've coached who are really profoundly hurt by that comment. You know, there's sort of this assumption that because you haven't met someone and settled down, that you're somehow damaged goods or something, which couldn't be further from the truth in a lot of situations. So, you know, don't take people too seriously. Sometimes people say stupid stuff just to make conversation, just to appear witty or funny or, you know, sarcastic or lighthearted or whatever. You know, you don't know how it's meant. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with your situation and who you are, and, you know, the best thing to do is just kind of laugh that off and smile at it, and, you know, find the humor in it. If you could find the humor in life and find the greatness in people, you are going to be so much further along into having an incredible quality of life than most people will ever be. If you just master those two skills, finding the humor in things and also just asking a great question, what's great about this? So another story, again, I sort of alluded to it a little bit earlier, but, you know, maybe you've been in a situation where you've had a relationship that ended because of some sort of an infidelity, or someone cheated, or someone wasn't true, or someone lied to you and didn't do what they said, or were never around, or they dumped you, and whatever the story is. Listen, the truth is, everything happens for a reason, and if you find a way that something served you, it's what we're going to start to work on today, it's there. I promise you. It's just, you know, we have this process, our mind does this process of called distortion, deletion, or generalization. And you're probably somewhere, if any of these stories that I've gone through apply to you, you are probably knee-deep in the middle of that process and don't even realize it. So the way distortion happens is we take big things and make them small, or small things and make them big, or like, it always happens to me. Why does it always happen to me? That's a distortion. Always? Does it always happen? Can you think of a time when it didn't happen? So we have this process of distortion where we take things and we enlarge them and twist them out of shape, and so they don't even remotely resemble the actual scenario that we've now twisted it to reflect. And it's not true. Things don't always happen. Things don't never. It doesn't always or never, or, you know, things like that. Those are words that are just blowing things out of proportion. You know, things do happen, but they don't always happen, and they don't never happen, and there's somewhere in between. But we have this process of distortion where things get pulled apart and made unrealistic. Now, again, if there's distortion, we also have this thing of deletion, where, as I said to you, it always happens to you. You always meet the worst guys. You always have that happen. Really? Was there a time when you didn't? What about that time when you met that person? And what about that person? And what about that person? Do you remember that one? We have this thing where we delete things that are totally contrary. Once we set up a principle in motion, like this always happens to me, there's outliers that don't match that. This time didn't happen, this time didn't happen, this time didn't happen, this time didn't happen. So if anything, once you start to get outside of that, you realize that, you know, no, it didn't always happen. It just happened maybe a time or two, and you kind of distorted it and pulled it apart and made it bigger than it was because you focused on it rather than focusing on what's great about this. How am I so lucky to be here at this place in this time sharing this moment with this person? It's a game changer. I mean, it's a huge game changer. So in the area where I mentioned is this whole process of generalization where we generalize, where we say, whatever, he was a good guy, but, you know, a lot of good guys, or something like that. We generalize, and we make incredible, great things that happen. Like, of course, there's a lot of people who have the same interests and ideas and thoughts that I do. Or, you know, we just generalize, and we don't even notice when there's something great, when you're meeting someone who aligns with you in incredible ways, and like, oh, of course, there's a lot of men who enjoy the same things I enjoy, or whatever. You just generalize it. But, you know, these are different, you know, distortion, deletion, and generalization. A lot of times they overlap, but then sometimes they're totally different. Sometimes you can distort one thing, generalize another, and not notice either of them. So just understand that your brain is a servile mechanism, and what that means is it's always going to find whatever it looks for. If you hone in on what's great about this person, I guarantee you will find three things you love about them quickly. If you focus on, oh God, here's another one, what's wrong with this guy, you're going to find that. You're going to get a lot of areas where you guys don't align and where you don't feel good and you're not entirely comfortable. And, you know, where energy goes, where focus goes, energy flows. I keep messing that up. So just be really cognizant and be aware of that concept. You know, here's another area where I see if sometimes pops up where it creates challenges long-term for my clients, and maybe it applies to you in some way. A lot of times if you were a child of divorce, your parents had a divorce, and maybe it was a pretty antagonistic one where you were sort of a pawn and pulled between relationships, and, you know, and we get these ideas, like maybe even your parents said stuff to you, like your father's no good, or he doesn't pay his child support, or, you know, maybe your father says terrible things about the mother too. You know, these kinds of things take root and they take hold in young psyches sometimes. And, you know, it's not long until, you know, your dad doesn't care about you, becomes men don't care about you, and things get, you know, distorted and pulled apart. And we get these ideas that don't serve you. And listen, everyone, we're all human beings. Everyone's doing the best they can with what they have in the moment. And, you know, especially if you came from that situation, a situation of divorce or, you know, infidelity amongst your parents, or, you know, you were, you know, adopted out, put into foster care or something, or you had some sort of, you know, situation happened that's, let's just say, outside the proverbial norm, shall we say. You know, a lot of times we take those experiences, especially at a very young age, when we don't know any better, to question it. No, we don't know better to say, always? No, that doesn't always happen, or something like that. Or maybe we haven't gotten some coaching about a particular area that would really make a huge difference and change everything for us if we just had someone challenge us on a on a thought that's not serving us. It could make a huge difference. It could make all the difference in the world. So when I think about areas like that too, like maybe, you know, maybe even it wasn't, you know, your parents' divorce, maybe it was your own, or that's even a possibility too, or maybe it was just a relationship that broke up, you know, and we talk about that as well. And, you know, another area where I see things challenging that pop up, you know that old saying, if you want something done, do it yourself? Let me ask you this. How do you think that belief, if you have that belief, maybe you're just a do-it-yourselfer and you love renovating homes or something, but do you think that might have some stickiness in the area of relationship? So if you have a belief that, you know what, people aren't going to meet your needs, they're not going to fulfill what you require or what you need or your deepest wants or your deepest longings, so you're going to do it yourself, do you think that might be a problem when guys, the one thing a man's really really is looking for, as you know in the man magnetics formula that I shared with you earlier, a man is just looking for an opportunity to be a hero. And he will find it. And if he can't find it with you, he will go on and find it with someone else. So if you have some type of idea, like if you want something done, do it yourself. And maybe you even muttered that to yourself if you asked a man to do something for you and he didn't immediately jump up and do it or something. But it creates this, it's almost like an affirmation, a terrible affirmation if you say it over and over again. And especially if that person that you're trying to get to do something for you hears you say it. Well, now you've just created that block for him even ever doing it. And this goes with your kids, too. If you say, if you want something done, do it yourself. And you say that enough times in front of someone else that you're trying to get them to do it, and then you go do it yourself, well, what have you taught them? You've taught them that, you know, you'll do it yourself. And they don't have to inconvenience themselves to go do it. Because you put out that negative energy of, you're not going to do this, and now I need to. And even if they were going to do it, you've totally taken away any win because you've presupposed they weren't going to do it. And there's no joy in doing it. They don't get to be the hero by doing it. So why would they stop what they're doing when they're engaged in something else and go and do it for you if you've already taken all the juice out of it, all the positive affirmation, all the positive aspects of serving you are gone? So people really do want to serve you if you just believe they do and give them opportunities to do it in a way that doesn't conflict with their needs. You'll actually be shocked, I guarantee it, if you just presuppose that, you know what, people do care about you and they want to meet their needs whenever possible. And then you go about trying to make it so that your needs are as easily achievable as possible, and then you reward them when they do it. Now, that's a great way to train someone, because as a coach, I teach people all the time is how do you get the behavior that you want to see? How do you condition that behavior over and over again? So, honey, can you help me out? Honey, can you help me out? Honey, can you help me out? And if there's a reward in it and they win the game and they feel good by doing it, they'll do it over and over again. If you have this attitude like, want something done, you do it yourself, and you keep doing that, who's going to step up and stop what they're doing and inconvenience themselves? No one. You've created this, and I hope if nothing else you understand that, and you take responsibility for that, and presuppose that helping you is a beautiful opportunity to be appreciated and rewarded and recognized for going out of your way to help you. Just because you come from a place of gratitude and appreciation. Is this sounding familiar? I think we covered this in the Man Magnetics Formula. It's all about that gratitude and appreciation area of, you know, loving people where they are and appreciating what they're doing for you. So, specifically, remember again, I want you to remember, there is no good or bad. Things happen, and everything that happens is going to bring you to either the place you are now or the place you're supposed to be. It's up to you what you do with it. And it's the same for every one of us. We all have the same 24 hours in the day. Some people get a lot more done. Some people build huge companies and have amazing relationships in those 24 hours. Other people, they use those 24 hours and they have nothing to show for it. You know, and so we all have the same mindset. It's going to be really, it's about your psychology at the end of the day. You've got the same amount of hours, the same potential, the same genius that resides within your DNA. You know, the same physical attributes of your own that you can maximize and do the most you can with them. So, you know, your psychology is going to make all the difference as far as what you go out and create. And specifically, we're talking here about creating an incredibly rewarding relationship that feels great and serves you and serves others. So that would be fantastic. So how do we go about creating that? Remember, there's no good or bad, causes in the future, and you will figure out why something happened to you. There'll be plenty of time for that later. If you look for the gift, you'll always find the gift. And here's what I want you to know. There's always a gift. So question number one says, what are the three main stories that you tell yourself that are getting in the way of having the relationship you really want? Now, I just gave you five examples here. You know, men are pigs, they hurt you, all the good ones are taken, you know, my guy cheated on me, I can never trust again, you know, my parents are divorced, maybe that's not necessarily, you know, you had some sort of story about fidelity and beliefs and longevity of a relationship. The fact is, those things stay with you for a long time. Or maybe if you have a belief about if you want something done, do it yourself. Those are a couple of the areas that I've heard come up a couple of times that I wanted to chat about. And that last one specifically, I only bring that one up because a lot of times that doesn't even show up within relationships, but it does get pulled in there. And I just wanted to give you an example of how even beliefs that don't seem to be about relationships have a cost when they get sort of mixed in and mingled in with your relationship. So that's an important distinction for you as well. So what are the three main stories that you tell yourself? What are the things that you focus on? What specifically has happened to you? And it's not so much what happened to you, but it's what's the story that you tell about it. And a lot of times we do this thing, it's called a complex equivalent. Like, I'll give you an example. Someone says, you know, my husband never looked me in the eye when we talked, so of course he would leave me. Really? That's a complex equivalent. We're taking a relationship between two separate things that really don't necessarily have any relationship, and we put them together. No looking in the eye equals eventually leaving. Really? They might have nothing to do. There are a million possibilities for that, perhaps. And that's just one example off the top of my head. You know, the fact is there are some people who are incredibly uncomfortable with eye contact. There are, you know, some people who just don't feel good about that for one reason or another. And they're outstanding when it comes to being reliable and being a long-term person of high standards and good morals who will stay with you forever. Has nothing to do with eye contact. We take two things that have no relationship and we marry them together, and now it becomes a fact because you did it. And it's because your psychology took these two separate ideas, married them together, and now you can't separate them. You see how that happens? So understand, when you're making this complex equivalent, when one thing doesn't equal another, you know, 2 and 2 does not equal 5. It doesn't matter how long you believe it or how long you're stuck there. It just doesn't. You know, so be really careful on that sort of mental math that you're creating, where you link up things that have no causative link. And the truth is, you're the only one who can control that. So I want you to go in there and talk about those stories. What do you say to your girlfriends? What do you say to your parents when they ask you, you know, any luck out there? How come you're not meeting anyone? What are those stories that you say over and over again? And as you incantate those stories, you do this incantation, like, all the good ones are taken, all the good ones are taken, all the good ones are taken. And if you think you don't take that incantation on a date with you, you are sorely mistaken, because it creates a whole feeling in your physiology, in your experience, in your brain, and how you show up. And if you show up on a date, and somewhere in the back of your head, you're thinking all the good ones are taken, all the good ones are taken, you're sitting there across the table saying, what's wrong with this one? Wonder where the damage is here. Wonder why he's not going to stay. You know, at some level, you've got to look at the thoughts that are in your head and understand that thoughts are the seeds that create scenarios. You are a powerful co-creator of your experience. And if you have these scenarios and these beliefs that are getting in the way of you having what you want, good luck getting there. Because these seeds are so powerful, they are going to spring forth. And you are going to get what you focus on. So if you're focused on everything that's wrong, all you're going to do is get more of what's wrong. You change your focus and you shift into what is it you want, what do you want to create, and we're going to do that in the upcoming sessions, luckily for you. Then you'll start to notice, wow, where am I finding all these people now? These amazing men who are out there and all around me. And the fact is, they were all around you before, but you weren't doing anything to bring them out or to pull them out or to create a scenario where they could be your hero. Your hero. So this is huge, and I really want you to understand that. So take some time. You want to turn this off and do it, or you want to finish listening and then do it afterwards. You've got the Word doc. You can download it, and you can type it into that, or you could do it in your journal, however you prefer. But I want you to do it. If you don't do it and you just sit here listening to me, you're not doing the work. And if you don't do the work, you won't get the results. If you don't get the results, you know, whose fault is it going to be if you're not putting in the time and the effort? You know, how long are you going to wait to attract this in? I've shown you examples of how people who, like in my example earlier in the first video, there was a woman who had all but given up on ever being married. She was taking her own vacations, buying new cars, and expecting that she was going to be her own best company and life partner. And lo and behold, after we started doing some work together, in no time at all, she met an incredible guy, and she got married. And you'll see that, if you haven't already seen it, you will see that on the first video in the Mad Magnetics Formula. It's really incredible. Just what's possible when you change your psychology and you change your beliefs and you change your practices of what you're doing. Change your behavior, change your reality. Change your beliefs, you change your reality. So do this exercise. Go and get it done. Because you deserve to have this in your life. You deserve to have an amazing relationship and an incredible man who gets you and loves you, protects and provides for you. I want that for you, and if you say you want it, I am happy to help you go out and get it. But the only way it's going to happen is if you take this opportunity and do this work. And I know since you signed up for this program, you're going to do it. So feel free to send it to me if you want to as well. I'd love to see it. So, or blog about it, or write about it, and put a note on my Facebook page or something. I'd love to hear about it. So that's the first question. You know, what are the three main stories you tell yourself, and how they're getting in the way of the relationship you really want? And the next question I have for you, this is question number two, and this is, again, three stories. What was the benefit of having those three stories that you just outlined, those ones you came up with, and what was the benefit at the time you developed those stories? And how did they keep you safe? Now, I've talked about this time and again, too, is that the number one need for the feminine is to feel safe no matter what. And until she feels safe, nothing happens. So, you know, these beliefs don't just happen. They're not all terrible. Otherwise, you wouldn't keep them. Because a belief, once held, also has to serve a purpose. And the truth is, if you believe, for instance, you know, men are pigs and all the good ones are taken and all those things, at some level, you've stayed safe by staying far away, by putting up the walls, by pushing them away, by not letting anyone get too close. So they do serve your needs. The problem is they are short-term benefits, whereas the game we're working here now is long-term. What do you want for your life? What do you want your life to be about? What is your mission? What do you want to create? What do you want to have? What do you want to be or do? What kind of relationship do you want to create? Who do you want to inspire with your relationship? You know, what kind of a profound difference do you want to make in the example that you set for other people? You maybe never open your mouth. You maybe never say a word. But people can look at you and your partner and they say, wow, those two have something. That's incredible. And if you've never had that experience, all I can tell you is it's incredible. When people see you with your significant other, your loved one, and they can just feel it. There is something that's visceral and powerful about seeing two people who are just so in love and so appreciative and so respectful and loving toward one another in public or private for that matter, but no one would see that. But it's when people see you publicly and they are just opened by the example that they see of two people who just so obviously and honestly care for one another deeply. It's really a beautiful and powerful gift. And you know, anytime you have a chance to touch, move, and inspire others, which is one of my goals in life, is I love that opportunity to be able to touch, move, and inspire. And it's powerful. It's a really beautiful gift to give the world, and it doesn't require you to open your mouth. It just requires you to be. So take some time and consider that too, because here's the thing. When you figure out how it served you, you'll be able to not beat yourself up and make yourself wrong anymore, or not be angry with yourself or focus on wasted time or anything. You know, there's nothing good or bad. I want you to find what are the positive aspects of that behavior and that situation, and how did it serve you? I guarantee it did. So once you find that, you'll be able to relax, let go of it, and move to a different direction of what you really want rather than what you settled for. Does that make sense? Because you settled for that one type of benefit that was serving you at a certain level, but also, as we're about to get into the next question, I also want you to see how, while it served you in the short term, it's also totally messing you up in the long term. Which leads me to question number three. Now, I want you to answer this one as well. Those three stories that you tell yourself about why it hasn't happened for you, what have these stories already cost you in terms of lost opportunity, fewer options, poor choices, etc.? You know, if, again, for instance, you have this belief that all the good ones are taken, men are pigs, whatever. You know, what is that going to cost you every time you go on a date? What's the likelihood that it's going to go well based on the thought that's in your head going into it? So what is it costing you? How many more, you know, are you going to attract new people to say, ooh, I want to get to know her? Not likely. If, because people can tell. They don't, you know, we have a vibration that we put out. And show me a woman who has a belief that all the good ones are taken, and show me, put right next to a woman who says, I love men and I love how they show up as my hero. And I could say probably one sentence to them and I could feel out who's who. Just with vibration, vibrational energy, you can tell who is appreciative, who adores men, and who doesn't trust them. You can tell in their physiology and the way they're closed up or the way they're tight or the way they don't make eye contact, remember eye contact? Or maybe they're not as open or effusive or feminine or just feeling safe and comfortable in their own skin. There are differences, profound differences, and those differences are the very things that call a man in and says, whoa, look at her. I want to get to know her. What's amazing about her? So understand that these behaviors, while they keep you safe on a certain level, they also, they're really damaging long term. And, you know, who are you not going to attract now when you hold these beliefs? Or who will you never meet? Who will you never get to know? You know, what will you never do? What will you never experience because of these beliefs? And I want you to draw it out, and I want you to get clear on it. And listen, there are only two things in the entire human motivational scenario system that, you know, stimulate all action or behavior, and that is the concept of pain and pleasure. So I'm going to give you a little dose of pain right now just to get really clear on how this is not serving you. And listen, do yourself a favor. Be really crystal clear with yourself. And if it's not serving you, own it. You know, and get real about it. Because that's the only way you'll fix it. It's the only way you'll solve it is if you have enough pain, you'll say, ooh, screw that. I will never do that again. Ooh, did I say screw it? Sorry. Sometimes I get a little direct when I'm in the mode of coaching, just because I want to push it for effect, and I want it to be really clear, and I want people to get it. And so I don't mean to talk disrespectfully, but I mean to just put an emphasis on something. You know, these thoughts and behaviors and attitudes, beliefs, they will get in the way, and they will stop everything good that can come into your life. And so I'm really hoping you take this opportunity to get really clear on it by answering those three questions. You know, what are the three stories you tell yourself? How has it served you? How has it sabotaged you? And just be really clear. So three scenarios, give me an answer for each one. And lastly, I want to round it up, and I'm going to give you a paragraph assignment. Now that we've taken this information, those three stories you tell yourself, and now that you're shifting the basic conditioning that was creating the old problems and challenges, as we've just outlined, how do you feel about this new compelling future that you're now creating and actively creating? You know, what are you most excited about, and what are you now committed to in the way you're showing up? Because once you get this, when you dig in and you do this work, you will step up and you'll make new commitments to yourself that feel good, feel really good, and you can be proud of yourself because you're stepping in and you're digging in and you're doing the work and you're getting really clear on where you are now, where you are now, where you've been, and where you're going. And so my job as the coach and your guide over this process is simply put, I figure out where you are, where you want to be, and now I'm helping you to close the loop on that, to elegantly, effectively, and efficiently get to where you want to be and just create this game plan. And that game plan, it's basically what we've already got in motion. We're figuring out where you've been, what are these negative beliefs that are getting in the way, figure out what are your most empowering needs in the past. Remember we talked about the serve-up pyramid and why we do what we do. Once you get clear on those things and understand how these patterns are showing up, you'll see them come up again and again and again. So get really clear. I want you to dig in. And then I gave you a little bit of pain on the question three, like what is that costing you? Now, and I didn't leave you there for long. Now we're going to move into, I know what's great now. Now that you get this, now that you're really clear on how you can't get there from here, you're going to move over and you're going to come to a new place of gratitude, a new place of appreciation, a new place of focusing on what's great and seeing the greatness in people instead of focusing on what's wrong. And I want you to write about what that's going to do for you, what long term. Like if you start today, you know, that whole process of exponential growth, remember, we're starting today and tomorrow is going to be different. And then the day after that, it's going to be way different. And then next week, way different. Because it's that exponential growth. Every day grows and grows and compounds. And so what you are going to be tomorrow is not as great as it's going to be next week, is not as great as it's going to be next month, as nowhere near as great as it's going to be a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. But today is today. I want you to write that line in the sand and you say, after today, I will no longer indulge in this old behavior that has not, cannot, and will not ever get me to the place that I want to be. Just get really clear and get really focused. Now, I'm really direct on that and really focused, and I don't mean to rant at you, but I just want you to be really clear. If it hasn't served you and can't serve you and won't serve you, oh my God, by all means, let's just stop it right now and make a better choice. Do I have your commitment? And that you will stop when you see how it has served you in the past, it no longer serves you for the future, and now just commit to something better. Commit to bringing out the amazing beauty that's inside of you. It's inside of all of us. There is greatness in all of us. You know, it's not about arrogance. It's not about, you know, I'm better than you. No, I think you're amazing too. How could I possibly be better than you if you're amazing too? You know, there are amazing people out there. And when you see the greatness in people and you just appreciate it and notice it for what it is and you're grateful for it and you pull out even more of it, people appreciate that. And it opens people up and they see the incredible beauty that is you. And they fall in love with it. Because it changes fundamentally at the cellular level who they are. Because you bring out the best in them. And everybody wants to be their best. Everybody wants to feel great. And if you have the ability to make other people feel great and yourself, well, that seems to me like an incredible gift for yourself and others. And it seems to me like something that would be really compelling and intriguing and would cause other people to really want to get to know you. And it would cause them to probably want to stay in proximity with you and know you better and get closer and closer and closer. And then at one point, you will be so close, there's no way they can see themselves living without you. So this is how it's going to work. I want you to take the time, do these exercises. If you want to send me a note, please do. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear about your wins, your victories, and all the great things that are happening. But for now, remember, the big assignment today, find out the old story, those three stories, and if you're an overachiever, if you have four or five, feel free to dissect those and pull them apart as well, because, you know, you're committed. You're doing my program, and that means you're committed and you don't play small. So I love that about you. So pick out those old stories that have used that you've used in the past to get in your way. Figure out how they benefited you. Figure out how they're totally sabotaging you and screwing you over and getting in the way of everything you say you want. And then lastly, now that you get it, once we move through that, I want you now to get really excited and grateful for what's about to come. Because now you get it. Now you have an all new understanding. And from a new understanding, new possibilities are created. So really, take some time, dig in, do this work. If you have any questions, connect with me. I'm excited for you. I know how powerful this exercise is. I've done it myself, and I've led a lot of clients through it. And I'm excited to be able to have the opportunity to now lead you through it. So really dig in and get this one done, and I promise you it's going to pay off all the way down the line and all the next sessions we're going to do and for your whole life. So thank you so much for this time today. Keep up the great work. I am really looking forward to seeing you on the next video. Now we're going to move into the past where you are right now. We're moving out of the past into the present. And so get ready for that on the next session. And we're going to get really clear. So do a great job on this one. And I look forward to seeing you on the next video. Take care and good luck.